full Mangione mode.
How hot is it?
Chuck Mangione hot.
Oh, yeah. Hey, baby.
R.I.P., man. Before we get to the 8 o'clock side, let's get caught up on the wild, wacky week that was. Because life moves pretty fast. So we try to stop and look around every once in a while for the headlines of the week. In fact, here's a headline. They came out with a list of the most and least offensive swear words currently out there. The most offensive include and
I completely agree.
And the least offensive one was deemed
I'm still offended. Laundry Mountain lurking over at KB's place, but soon you'll have some help with the NEO Gamma Humanoid Robot.
That makes sense.
It can carry groceries, engage in conversations, and even fold laundry. The goal is to revolutionize household assistance. It even looks human, and we'll set you back between $20,000 and $30,000.
Okay, I'm in. Other payment options? This is the thing that really all of human society has been striving for, to invent the laundry folding machine, which that, has escaped us, where we go back to space, we do everything else, and now, and then Laundry Mountain just sits there.
And looks cute.
Congratulations. Here's the headline. You can now Venmo the government if you wish to help the government pay off the national debt.
Oh, that is special.
This exciting opportunity was brought to you yesterday by the U.S. Treasury Department as they announced they are accepting Venmo payments so everyday Americans can voluntarily contribute money to reduce the $36 trillion national debt.
All right. Write a check. Oh, wait, no, it's Venmo.
So if you need to, you know, float it to your buddy right now is Uncle Sam on this. So if you want to do that, first let us know why. And then that's cool. It's totally free to do it, but you get nothing in return. Seriously, they actually say you get nothing in return. Which leads us to our least offensive cuss word again. That's right.
There we go. Attorney General Ken Paxton, a busy guy. You know, most of us can't get the lawns mowed and laundry done on one house. But he's got three. Apparently declared the trio of homes as his primary residence on his mortgage document. This could have resulted in lower interest rates, more favorable loan terms, and the potential to save hundreds of thousands of dollars. He's taking on John Conran in the Republican primary next year. He's also been a little problem at home.
Yeah.
His wife of 38 years, Angela, filing for divorce, accusing him of adultery. And I mean, at least they've got enough houses for everyone.
No, that's his quote. Well, as we go to roadway news, let's start in Aledo. TxDOT has gotten together a meeting and whatnot earlier. In fact, this happened last night.
Oh, boy.
And here we go, getting ready to widen, as they say, the, quote, spine of Aledo. Going to four lanes will be FM 1187 south of the railroad track. So everybody congregated last night. It's about a 6-mile stretch from Maverick Street to FM 5. There are two phases. And soon you'll be saying that. Also,
how am I going to do that?
Also, get ready for a little throwback. Crescent, if you're traveling tomorrow morning from or afternoon or... There are reports that the Crescent Bypass will be closed down for tomorrow. And it looks like both north and south. So 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And all I could find is a listing of that time. Not why, but that the event, when it is completed and cleaned up, everything will reopen. So some are speculating this is Landman filming.
Ooh.
Or something having to do with the exotic car sports racetrack that's nearby. Either which way, well, as Denise first comment said, cool, does anybody remember the train schedule? Yeah, that's what she'll be saying, too.
Uber now has a new option for female riders to pick a woman driver. Being offered right now in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Detroit, where you can choose in the app And I do have a lot of questions on this one.
Mm.
I mean, would it be sexist if guys wanted a male driver? And more importantly, do we have the option for one that doesn't wear 6 ounces of cologne while trying to buff out the smell of Camel non-filters? I'd like that on my app.
Can I select the Uber driver that just doesn't talk?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they make that.
And then finally, it's obviously the headlines this week. It's been, nothing but doom scrolling on your Facebook feed or whatever for all these celebrity passings this particular week. Began with Malcolm Jamal Warner from The Cosby Show, as we mentioned. Chuck Mangione yesterday, in addition to Hulk Hogan. Not related, but the last surviving member of Hogan's Heroes cast passed away. Kenneth Washington yesterday, also at 88. Mm. So you had Hulk, and then you had a Hogan's Hero. And if I'm Lou Ferrigno, the Incredible Hulk, I'm worried a little bit this weekend. But Ozzy, of course, in the middle of all of that. And we talked about some of the tributes that have poured out from everyone. Kermit the Frog had one, as we mentioned, went in depth with the Alamo.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about people that have turned their opinion on Ozzy. PETA even paid their respects to Ozzy.
Really?
Throughout. Well, yeah. Yeah, he had went to a completely organic bat diet later on in his years.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of passings this week, celebrity-wise and otherwise. The saving grace is Mick Jagger is 82 tomorrow.
Woo!
Keith Richards is still going strong. And someone go protect Willie right now.
Real Country 92.1 Hank FM.